In less than a week, the water level is expected to rise on the Okanagan River in north-central Washington state. It could break a flood record set back in 1972. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, volunteers joined emergency crews in Tenasket to prepare.
Washington State Department of Corrections brought 10 inmates from the Airway Heights Correctional Center outside Spokane to fill sandbags in Tenasket, only about 100 yards from the Okanagan River. 20 more volunteers were also there.
My name's Erica Vassar, and I work with Lifeline Ambulance, and we are covering Tenasket area this rotation. So we're just on our downtime trying to help out the community that we serve.
Alongside Vassar were a Conservation Corps crew with the Department of Ecology, a group of teenage boys who convinced their parents to skip school, and retired firefighter Barbara Green.
We've put out 50,000 sandbags since yesterday.
The goal is to have at least 25,000 more on standby for residents who may need to protect their homes and property as the river rises. In a few days, snowmelt coming from Canada means the Okanagan River could crest quickly. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.